The Quiet Game by Greg Iles. I am standing in line for Walt Disney's It's a Small World ride, holding my 4-year-old daughter in my arms. Suddenly Annie points into the crowd.
Daddy, I saw Mama. Hurry!
I don't look. I don't ask where. Annie's mother died 7 months ago. I stand motionless in the line, looking just like everyone else, except for the tears. Annie keeps pointing, becoming more and more agitated. Clutching her struggling body against mine, I work my way back through the line, which sends her into outright panic. Holding Annie tighter, I rock and turn in slow circles to calm her. If I could summon a helicopter to whisk us back to the Polynesian resort, I would pay $10,000 to do it. But there is no helicopter, only us, or the less than us that we've been since Sarah died. Taking a deep breath, I hitch Annie a little higher and begin the long trek back to the monorail. The vacation is over, and when the vacation is over, you go home. But where is home? Technically, Houston. But the Houston house has a hole in it now, a hole that moves from room to room. The thought of Penn Cage, helpless, would shock most people who know me. At 38 years old, I have sent 12 men and women to death row. I watched 9 of them die. I have killed in defense of my family. I've given up one successful career and made a greater success of another. I am admired by my friends, feared by my enemies, loved by those who matter. But in the face of my child's grief, I am powerless. As the monorail swallows a long curve, a voice speaks in my mind. It is Sarah's voice.